Ag gag everywhere, particularly with PETA. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. PETA filed an Endangered Species Act lawsuit in Baltimore federal court alleging that the unaccredited Tri-State Zoological Park harms two lemurs, five tigers, and a lion by displaying them in decrepit enclosures. I called Will Coggan from PETAKillsAnimals.com, obviously not an ally of PETA.
I got an email saying that the Center for Consumer Freedom sent a letter to the state's attorney, Michael O. Twigg, urging for a full and thorough investigation of the animal liberation group PETA. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there was a lawsuit that PETA had brought against a zoo in Maryland. And in the course of this lawsuit, the two sides are fighting this out, and the judge made a ruling recently that said, based on the evidence that's been presented to me, it appears that PETA had actually violated Maryland's wiretapping law. So in the state of Maryland, if you're going to secretly record somebody's conversation, you know, you can't do that, basically. You need to have consent of the parties if you're going to secretly record somebody's conversation. So PETA had gone into the zoo with sort of undercover investigators who were deceptive about who they were and what they were there to do. They're pretending to be volunteers. And so based on this judge's opinion saying, hey, it appears that PETA has violated this law, which would be a felony, we said this needs to be investigated. PETA, they're breaking the law here, needs to be held accountable for doing so.
Does any of this seem just a little bit reminiscent of ag gag laws and that entire fiasco over the Betancourt dairy?
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.